Hello, 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 everyone. So in case you haven't met me before, my name is Amanda Compton, and this is my podcast. And a few things about me. I am a mom of two very wonderfully rowdy boys. I am a wife of a very long time. You'll hear about that later. And I love bright, colorful, fun, shiny things. I am a little bit of a squirrel. I'm here and there and everywhere. Penguins are my soul animal. I love them so much. They're so cute. And this is a podcast about living an awesome life, about dealing with daily crap that sucks, and how we are going to use God and each other to get through it. So let's get on with it. Hello, my beautiful friends, and good morning, or afternoon, or evening. Don't know what time you're listening to this, but, wow, a lot. So much has happened, since my last podcast episode. We opened our little grooming boutique, which is super exciting. So I'm stepping out in faith and starting my entrepreneurial, I think that's a whole word. Okay. Adventure. So that's really scary, but very exciting. And just a lot, you know, life is happening. Life is moving on and the kids are getting older and there's just a lot. And I realize there's only a few basic things that continually hold people back. And that number one is a lack in faith and belief in themselves, and then a lack of faith and belief that there is a God. Like, there, God is out there and he created this whole beautiful world. And this might be a two-parter. I don't know where this is going. We're gonna find out though. I was talking with my best friend and we were talking about how going to the beach for us is a hands down like religious experience. To stand on the edge of the ocean and just take in just this tiny part of this vastness that connects the entire world, and you realize how small you really are and that God created all of this, including you. And it just really can touch your soul. So if you can find a nature zone, I'm gonna call it a nature zone, where you can be part of that. Maybe it's a forest, a river, a waterfall, the beach, all of these places where you can really, and I'm not talking like the park. I mean, the park is cool, but I'm talking like some woods, like hiking, something like that. Like a vast space of nature, you really start to realize how amazing God's hand is. Because I think it's really sad, but with our modern world, we lose so much of that natural beauty because we're like, let's build, because that's what we do. And it's really, it takes away so much from it. So I feel like the lack of faith in God really holds people back. And that's even for people, like, that's not just like non-believers, that's for believers too. And until you start getting biblically sound and digging into those kind of things, it makes it really hard to believe that, you know, there's something out there, that there is something meant for you, that you are important, that you were created by God, and there is only one of you ever in the entire history of the world. You are the only you ever. And just to understand how unique and beautiful and what a miracle that is, the chances of you being born are a number I can't even say. It's over a trillion. It's over like 100 trillion. I don't know what it is, but it's a huge number. Because not only does your mother have so many eggs, there's also sperm. And it has to be the right sperm. So we're talking like an insane mathematical number. Just to be created. Like, it's a miracle you're here, period. Whether your life has been tragic or not, or you've gone through a bunch of stuff, it doesn't matter. It is a miracle you are on this planet. And you are the only you that is ever created. And I feel like that's where a lot of the push is coming from on this whole you be you and support your, you know, I'm trying to think of how to word this. The very strong willed urge that society is giving us to create an identity, I feel like is because we don't believe as a society that our identity is special, that we are important, that we are unique, and the way God created us is unique. And I think that's where a lot of the sexual revolution, besides the history of it, I'm not getting into this, but where that's a lot of that is coming from is a lack in faith in God and the miracle that you are you. Because if you believe that God created you in the image of himself and you are a unique creation from God, you don't need to change who you are. You are perfect just the way you are. And if you're perfect just the way you are, we don't need to change that. We don't need to alter it. We don't need to pretend to be something we're not. And I feel like there's a lot of lack of faith in that. There's a lot of, I don't know if it's lack of knowledge, if it is people are afraid to say that, no, God created me and I'm perfect the way I am. I feel like you would get so much pushback from that. And that's so sad that we have created a society where to believe that a creator who loves us and wants us to be successful and happy and safe and loved is a bad thing. Like, how did we get to that point, you guys? And how do we counteract that? How do we be the voice of joy and grace and love? And it's just belief. It all comes down, honestly, to our faith. And I'm not saying faith in a religion. I'm saying faith in God. So how do we do it? How do we be that light in the world? There's a song currently on the faith-based radio stations, and it's saying, like, what does it say? Like, something like, you're not, like, not that you're not killing someone, but you're not hurting, we're not throwing fists, but we'll talk about somebody behind their back. And it's true. It's really hard to have that strong conviction that, like, no, that's not a nice thing. Like, it's become so blasé to talk crap about people, to manipulate situations, to do all these things that we know in our heart, if it doesn't make you feel good, if you don't feel better, not make you feel good, if you don't feel like a better person for the words that just came out of your mouth, they probably shouldn't have come out of your mouth. And that is something that I really got to work on. Like, this is not something that I'm like preaching about. This is something that I'm in the trenches with you. Straight up, I am terrible about it. I'm terrible about saying things that I know I shouldn't have said. I have a friend that I used to work with, and she had the best spirit and the best connection with God, and She would never say anything bad about anybody. Ever. I have a current friend that I work with that's the same way. And I'm like, girl, you are amazing. Like, I want to be like you. I want to be the person that is always going to say something nice. Always. And I think that's how we really show God's love. That we are comfortable and rooted in ourselves and rooted in our faith in Christ. And we are just kind. We have kind words only. I need a sign that says that. Kind words only in my house. In my work, I need that. I need to only speak kind words. And it's hard. But maybe just reminding ourselves, kind words only. Like when everybody's getting ready to... You know when everybody's getting ready to talk shit at work. Come on. We all know it. And just self-mantras, kind words only, kind words only. It's that whole, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Even though everybody else is talking smack and they're having a good all the time, it's like, nope, kind words only. So let's really work on being the truth and the light. And that's how we share that with other people. And we can bring other people to that. And don't be afraid to talk about your faith at work. Do not be afraid to share, like, oh, there was a really good sermon on Sunday and they were talking about, if you can find one Christian friend at work, you make that connection. Even if you don't go to the same church, even if you don't believe in exactly the same thing, you make that connection and you start talking about church at work. And you start sharing that love of Christ that you feel when you're there. And the fellowship and the joy you have. You start doing that and people are going to hear you. It might be 10, 15 years from now, but they're going to remember the way that you made them feel and the joy that you had, and they're going to want that. So that is my, I don't know, very roundabout podcast today. I'm not really sure. It's just sometimes God says, hey, you need to say this, and you gotta say it. It's gotta come out. So that's it for today, you guys. I hope this connected with somebody. I hope this gave you some encouragement and some love, and I hope to talk to you soon. I love you guys. Bye. Thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. I love you honestly, truly, deeply from the bottom of my heart. And I hope this has touched you today. And if so, if you found something you enjoyed or you found inspiring, please share it with other people. And if you could drop me a 5-star review, a comment, a worded review, however those things work, share it with your friends on social, on whatever you listen to put your podcasts on. I would be so blessed and honored to be a part of your life in that way. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you again soon.